Welcome to Future Rich Wives Club podcast. My name is Jasmine St. Clair and this is
Neva Tamsin.
We're the creators of the Future Rich Wives Club. Join us to explore the lives of the rich wives of billionaires.
Hello, welcome to episode one of Future Rich Wives Club. Today we'll be covering Bernie Ecclestone and Fabiana Flogi. My name's Neva Tamsin and this is
Jasmine St. Clair. Some of you who do watch our YouTube videos know us as Sharon and Sharona, but we decided to go ahead and sort of dig into the lifestyles of these women and see and explore what the world of having a rich lifestyle is like.
On this episode, we're going to talk about Bernie Ecclestone and Fabiana Flogi. So they have a significant age difference, so I thought it'd be fun to come right out of the gate with them. They have a 46 or 47 year age difference, so I'm going to start with a little bit of background on him, just to give everyone a feel for who he is. So he's born October 28th, 1930, British, business magnate.
Scorpio.
Yes, just like you. Yes. He's from Suffolk, England. He's the former CEO of Formula One Group.
Okay, this guy is super interesting. Like, if I met him, I would want to marry him, or I'd want to marry him to get to his race car drivers. So he used to run a motorcycle company, and that's pretty interesting. So he used to ride bikes, and then eventually he started having the races, the Formula 500 races, and which is a really cool thing. It's a very prestigious thing to go to. And that's the type of thing, I think, that most women, when they hear about it, it's really exciting.
Totally.
And they have really hot guys at those races. So, but it's just interesting to some people. And I think it just gives Mr. Ecclestone that bad boy element to degree, no matter how old he is.
That is 5 foot two.
Yes, it is
and
five
a half.
It's about the confidence, though. No matter how old a man is, it could be, it's the confidence.
Napoleon.
Hey, shortstop. Ever wanted to date a tall lady even though you're half her height? Rich man stilts, the new way to see eye to eye when saying, I love you.
Mwah! So he was doing that. He was in a couple of the Grand Prix. He was a racer himself. Then he got into an accident. Then he, but it was a good thing because then he started doing real estate and business things like that. So he's been married. So his net worth right now is $3.2 billion. Whoa. I know in the early 2000s it was higher though. It was like 4.7 or something like that, but after his divorce from Slavica, where he gave her $1.5 billion, it's probably where that went.
Yeah.
Which is pretty great. So he's had three spouses, mm-hmm. including his current one, who we're going to be covering today. So Ivy Bamford, who he married in 1952, right. Slavica Radic, who's Croatian, who he married in 1985, divorced in 2009, and that's when he started dating Fabiana. Yay. He has three children. Deborah Ecclestone, who looks a lot like Fabiana.
I saw that, yeah.
She's I thought
really
it was
cute.
Her.
Me too.
Really pretty.
Yeah.
I was like, interesting.
Well, that one was from Slavica, right?
From Ivy, from
Ivy. Okay, I wonder what Ivy's background was. Yes, this girl did look a little exotic. So.
She did. Yeah. She did. And then the children are Tamara and Petra.
Okay, so their photos.
Yeah,
they're pretty.
They're really pretty.
Yeah.
After World War II, he went into business trading spare parts for motorcycles. And they called him a fascist.
Oh, geez.
Which he's
Which
he's not. So there's just kind of some bad PR there.
He had Ivy, but Ecclestone had a 17-year relationship with Tuana Tan.
Right.
So maybe the kid you saw that's kind of dark or exotic is Tuana Tan. And it seems like, and I don't know this, maybe she was an affair, possibly?
I mean, makes sense.
Men that powerful have mistresses all the time.
Totally money.
Yeah. Yeah. Power and everything.
It draws them.
He was with a woman when he was 22 years old. I can get that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and if it ends in 1984 mm-hmm. and Tamara Ecclestone is born in 1984, there's
then
lots
a year
of
later, so maybe
crossover stuff happening. There's affairs all in the mix here. So Fabiana's actually the good one.
Well, yeah, the third time's a charm.
But I was looking online last night and it said third time's a charm.
It's true.
I was looking online last night and it says that women are, which is like a duh, so you're going to be like, yeah, I know, everybody knows this. But women are super, they look at how much a man makes, and that's like the primary source of, one of the primary sources of attraction. There's physical attraction, but money can just really totally take that to the next level, which I think we see time and time again. If we look at slideshows of these like dweeby guys with these hot chicks.
I'll tell you what else it is.
Or Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like in future, in the YouTube show, The Future Rich Wives Club, we always do parodies of this, just so you know, yeah. We totally are not like this.
Ladies, are you sick and tired of your rich married boyfriend going home every night to that wretched wife of his? I used to be in that same exact boat until I came up with Homewrecking 101. It's my personal guide on how to wreck that marriage. Every tip in there is foolproof. So what are you waiting for? Go to homewrecking101.com, go break up that marriage and make me proud.
Okay, when guys make a bunch of money, it could be great for a little while, but it depends on the man, because with that, I'd much rather be with a guy that has like nothing, well, kind of, because then the only thing he can give me is himself. Because I just feel that when people get all this money, they hide behind it. So the type of woman that wants a man like that doesn't want a relationship necessarily with him, but with his credit card and how many times a day she could swipe it.
His lifestyle.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it's sad. Mm-hmm. I think that somewhere out there is that happy medium of where the guy is doing super well.
True.
But he's not a douche.
True. It's like how some people coast on their looks. And they're totally boring, snoring people. But like, but if they realize that's going to go away and they have other skills, they're smart, they're funny, they're this, then you want to hang out with them.
Well,
you want to
date like them. Fun. I'd want to go riding with him.
He is fun. He has a good sense of humor.
He has motorcycles.
Yeah.
And fast cars.
Yeah, he has a good sense of humor. He's fun. So he divorced Slavica on the 11th of March, 2009. And in April, he started dating Fabiana Flogi.
Divorce alert. A new app alerting women when all of our most coveted wealthy men become available and where they are, so you can scoop them up hot off a rebound before anybody else does. Divorce alert.
Fabiana Flogi, so she's 46 years younger than Bernie. She was the director of marketing of the Brazilian Grand Prix, Formula One. She's born in 1976, and I only found this on Instagram. It's not listed on the internet because I found her Instagram. She's born either on April 24th or on April 26th.
Okay.
Because people are wishing her a happy birthday. If you look at her Instagram, it's at Fabiana Ecclestone. She has over 60,000 followers.
Oh.
So she's on there all the time. So you can see the things that she does. So I was stalking her early.
Oh, geez.
She's a wakeboarder. She skis.
She has a degree.
She bikes. She has a degree.
Yeah.
She motorcycles. Mm-hmm. She likes mojitos. She bakes. She's 5'10", so she's almost a whole foot taller than Bernie.
no comment. He looked at her in the right spot, possibly. So.
And Bernie Ecclestone also has an Instagram, but he only has one post.
And they have the same circle of friends, probably, and connections in business, which is pretty interesting. So that means if you work in the same business, you usually have the same interests. Mm-hmm. Being that she went to law school, maybe she was a lawyer at some point.
Totally.
And this is her total passion, where she's making money.
Yeah.
And I think she has kids already, so I don't think she's looking to, you know, have the golden ovary syndrome so soon.
Yeah, no, but it's interesting though, because so often women will enter into a workforce and they'll get a mentor and then they'll marry that mentor. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to say that he was at a different level than her, like he had anything to teach her. I think she brought a lot of value to the table. So I almost feel like they're peers, but it's interesting how I don't want to say easy, but it's like, if you want this life,
you can have it. Well, that's an interesting point, because I had this discussion with someone the other day. There was a gentleman in the New York Times that wrote an article. I have to find it. But what you said hit on something. A lot of women in those corporate worlds, not everyone, but a lot, are gold diggers. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
They work at a really big law firm.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're doing there is actually trying to marry one of the partners or someone that's higher up, get married, have a kid. You don't have to do any work. So I'm not saying that's what she did before, but that is just, to anyone who's listening to this, that is another form of gold digging.
Subconscious.
Or
conscious.
That's why I just feel like dating someone at work or even like in an improv class is just a really bad idea, because that could go south really fast.
Yeah, no, it's so true. You have to be so careful, because if it works, it could be great. You could be, you know, gallivanting around with a billionaire, but if it doesn't, then your ass is fired.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And if you're an improv class, then you have to look at the jerk for the next X amount of weeks. And
do a show with him, said person, if there was one, hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
I mean, I would never do that. But I just think it's the worst thing because you could see immense like tensions and just totally. Even affairs in the workplace. It's really yeah. tough. Then that stuff travels on. So I do not suggest this to any men that are out there that possibly have really big jobs. You usually want to date someone that's a little bit different. Not that I want to give dating tips, but they're the same.
No, place. It's true. Like how Meryl Streep is married to a sculptor.
Oh, how fun.
Different industry.
Oh my God. I wonder if he did an ice sculpture of her.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
That's such a missed opportunity to not sculpt.
I know, Meryl Streep for sure.
So.
Yes.
So at the time when she was a director of marketing, the mm-hmm. Brazilian Grand Prix, she was in a relationship with a Brazilian doctor. And she was briefly married before that. So she was with a pediatrician. And she said that it was a very unhappy, awful relationship.
Of course it is, because he's working all the time, probably.
Ugh, loser.
Yeah, loser. Oh, my God.
So she comes from a respectable middle-class family. Her father is a retired civil servant with mm-hmm. a background in engineering. And her mother, Aparecida
Shunk
is a housewife. She has a sister, Fernanda. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into Aparecida Shunk.
Oh, yeah, that
very
was interesting.
Soon
yes.
Because there's some very intriguing stuff yes. going on. So the family has a home in Interlagos, district of Sao Paulo. Mm-hmm. If I'm saying any of this wrong,
Sao
you
Paulo.
Just... Sao Paulo, Brazil. And a vacation home in the countryside. Mm. So what Bernie has said about Fabiana is that she's not only gorgeous, but most importantly, a good-natured person. She takes care of him and doesn't spend as much money as his previous wives. And she hands out sandwiches to everyone on his private jet.
Aww.
I thought that was really cute. But then this made me laugh because they had a modest wedding at his $23 million mansion in Gstaad. Is that how you say it? Gstaad?
Yeah.
And she drives him around when they travel.
Oh my God.
Which
that's
I thought
so
was
cool.
really
that's
cute.
Cute.
It's
yeah.
like a cute dynamic.
Like she'd probably support him if
yeah.
that opportunity came up, which is interesting. I like that.
I think so too. Like I feel like she really actually loves him. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. So they live in the UK together and her former boss, Tomas, he's Hungarian, promoted the Grand Prix through his company. So he was like a very vital key player in introducing the two. And she actually helps him now in his F1 work. She gave up her career for him and she uses her law.
Well, yeah.
Her ring is worth $100,000.
Wow.
That was exciting.
$100,000? That's like a down payment of a condo.
Have you seen a woman on Rodeo Drive with your dream ring? Come to Switchem Diamonds. We'll knock that woman over the head and replace her ring with a fake. You can have your dream ring today. Call 1-800-SWITCHEM-DIAMONDS. Your dream diamond today.
That's not yeah. modest. I mean,
I know. You know, and he's like, she's so great because she doesn't want to spend money like my other ex-wives who were like super showy. So it was a hush-hush affair. Low key,
oh,
but
yeah.
she's going around with her $100,000 ring. And I said again, the 23 million pound chalet mm-hmm. at the Swiss resort of Gstaad. So Fabiana is very protective of Ecclestone, who has calmed down as a person in her company. So they relax each other. He's more at ease when he's around her. She takes really good care of him. She cooks for him. And as I said before, she drives him around
uh-huh.
in a black windowed Lexus.
You know, I'm sorry to say this, but this almost sounds like she knows what she has and she is looking after her
dying older grandfather man.
Yes, but also sort of
caretaker.
Like, oh, he better not speak to any other woman. I'll be driving him that way. If he's with the chauffeur, he can't stop off and talk to anyone. He can't get his, oh, I'm going to cook
totally.
For him.
Totally.
It kind of has that because it's that, like the sort of flaws. Like one thing with Latino women, not all, but some,
they do
shit like this. But I just, as great as she is and she sounds, she's smart to that respect.
Totally.
Because
yeah,
you do not know how he met his exes.
True.
And it seems like he was waving his ding-dong all over the place when he was younger. I'm not sure if that's true.
No, I think you're right.
And he had this model, and then this one and that one. There was a mistress, it seems like. So I see what she's doing. I know of one other person who's a magazine mogul that's injured that has something similar going on.
Who is it? I know you're deliberately.
Someone, everyone could figure out it. He's very iconic in American culture.
Is he dead?
No, he's alive, very much so.
Okay.
he was interesting, but you could tell the woman he's with now, who I knew who worked there years ago, like scouting models for him, she has her claws in him. Like, I couldn't even say hi to him at a Christmas party a few years ago, but I still got my hello in a photo. Uh-huh. And I have to remind her, you know, where she came from. Mm-hmm. And she met me years ago. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't trying to, like...
step on her.
Yes, you know? But now that I mention it, that maybe... But he's very iconic. He owns a building on La Cienega Boulevard, too.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But I think women know, it's like, if they get you that way, then the next one's going to come along and get you that way, too. And it's hard for men who appreciate beautiful women, and which man doesn't, to not relish in the attention, especially if they have the money and they're like,
oh, yeah,
I can have this one. So, I guess there's that side of it, too. She's sticking by his side so that the next person doesn't come and scoop him up.
I wonder if we should go to London and you should distract, apply for a maid job and then distract her. We'll apply as a dual maid job. Yes. And then you trip her or something, then I'll go after him.
How would you go after him? What would your strategy be?
Obviously, I ride bikes and stuff. Maybe I'll be going there to do an interview of him for something, like because I write for a bike magazine, and maybe interview him and spend a day with him. I could totally figure this out.
Yeah.
It's a Sharon and Sharona project.
Her Hungarian boss says, I think it's very stupid for people to think she's a gold digger. Mm-hmm. Frankly, she's just not the type. And during the early days when they were dating, she would jump on EasyJet flights to visit him at Formula One events without complaint. She never asked for a single gift. She's gorgeous, but forget everything else. She's a nice person. She has a good nature. That's what he said about her at the beginning of the relationship. And one of his friends in the Daily Mail said, I believe Bernie has now found the right woman who is the love of his life. It's just taken him an awfully long time to do so. Until he meets Jasmine.
Well, yes. I just think I think she is genuinely attracted to him.
I think
for
so
sure.
Too. But I feel like if you sleep with someone enough times, you're dragged to them somehow.
I guess. It now, Jason, yes.
Your body tricks your mind into thinking.
It probably does. Yes, I agree, and 100%, but I feel like she has this other thing she's doing where she's making sure no other woman gets him. And I think Bernie Ecclestone needs to be aware of that, that she shouldn't be that possessive over him.
This is a PSA.
Like, he's 80-something years old. Like, seriously, if the guy wants to get hook up with someone, he's 80-something. I mean, who knows how many more years he has? You just let him do that.
I know. I wonder, because I feel like the lifespan just keeps getting longer and longer. Maybe he'll live to 120.
I mean, maybe I'm being cynical, but I feel like that is what she's doing deep down. Plus, I'm half Brazilian. I know what the hell she's doing.
Very interesting.
She's not, like, pulling this shit, like, under my... No. This is what she's doing.
You.
And I don't blame her.
No. So here's his daughters. Neither of them attended the wedding because of their allegiance to their mother, Slavica. So they didn't give Fabiana a chance at the beginning, which Tamara, his daughter, now says was really unfair of her. Petra lives in a 54 million pound townhouse in London and bought Candy Spelling's 14-bedroom mansion.
Sorry, what the hell do you do the 14-bedroom mansion?
I know, isn't it crazy? It's 57,000 square feet.
Why?
It's bigger than the White House.
But
it's a 100-car garage because you can't. He's always like, why do you need it? Isn't that too big? Don't you feel like you're getting lost in that house? And she's like, it actually doesn't seem that big. That's a quote from her. Isn't that crazy?
She's spoiled. It's probably some kind of punishment towards him for not being around
when
she was a kid.
For leaving the wife.
And some kind of resentment. It's really disgusting. It's a really nasty mind trick. It's an interesting form of...
therapy?
Of prostitution in a way. But not like emotional prostitution, not sex opposite his daughter. But it really is. You know, and he wants her around in his life, obviously, and it just feels like it's a version of guilt.
Yeah.
And resentment. It's sad.
Manifesting itself, very interesting.
And also, she's also making sure that whoever this other woman is, she's not going to get a dime. I'm going to get this and that. I have the house.
Yeah, true. I'm living this lifestyle. I'm not going to downgrade.
I mean, even says they spend too much money on cars and handbags and shoes.
Yeah, trivial things. That's what he says.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. But then he said that the profit that they've made on by these places have doubled just like instantly. So she paid $50 million for the LA home and on the market, $92 million already.
I don't think that they're thinking of that when they bought it.
I know.
Yeah.
which people told him was very cheap.
Mm-hmm. This is the best one, is Tamara.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
Yeah, she goes to, this is what he said about her. I was like, what does this even mean? Tamara goes to New York to promote shampoo.
Oh,
it's like, what?
What, shampoo with gold? And she does a lot of charity.
She does a lot of charity, and we love
charity. We have charity.
We love charity.
We really do.
So Petra got married, $12 million at an Italian castle, 350 guests, including Eric Clapton and hip-hop band The Black Eyed Peas. And it says that her father's wedding is thought to have cost around 500 times less. Okay, now a really juicy thing. So Fabiana's mother was kidnapped in 2016 because of her marriage to Bernie. Mm-hmm. So Efrashi the Shunk, 69, was snatched from her home in Sao Paulo July 16th after men posing as delivery drivers knocked on her front door before hitting her over the head and bundling her into the car. Like, how fucking crazy is that?
It's really, it doesn't surprise me, it's Brazil, but I think what people are failing to say, as if you're in Sao Paulo, like, even the cops tell you, if it's a red light and you can go, just go.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. It could be really dangerous.
Ecclestone and Fabiana told The Telegraph they were in Budapest ahead of the Hungarian Grand Prix when they received the shocking call from Fabiana's sister, Fernanda, to tell them, Mummy was taken from the house.
Mummy was taken from the house. Do something, Daddy.
I know. Can you imagine how scary that would be?
Well, yeah.
If your mother was taken. So a ransom note demanding £80 million for her release. 80 million, which is the highest request for ransom in Brazil, like in history, which totally makes sense. The gang sent a chilling message containing threats of beheading and raping.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Shunk, if the money wasn't paid. And in a separate email, the kidnappers reportedly sent over links to clips of several beheadings on YouTube and said, that's how we're going to deliver your mom's head to your sister's apartment, Fabiana added. It's interesting, too, because they live in London, how it's M-U-M.
Yeah, her mom. Exactly.
Cute detail that you guys can't see. Yeah. 9 days after the kidnapping, Fabiana's mother, Aparecida, was covered with... discovered with her captors in a rented flat in
Cotia
on the outskirts of Sao Paulo.
Oh, yeah.
She was said to have been extremely shaken, but otherwise unharmed. So she was found in a small room with only a mattress and one or two blankets. They wanted to tie her hands. She keeps having flashbacks.
Oh,
flashbacks.
Geez.
And the last time they were in Brazil, she had a panic attack. So the person... responsible for this was Jorge Eurico da Silva Faria.
Oh, God.
So, Ecclestone's former helicopter pilot. Of course. Always, like, it's like, you know,
I mean,
they
you
know.
That they should have hired someone that was maybe in that whole F1 circle, not some, you know, whatever random
guy. True.
You don't know people's backstory.
True. And people get funny about money. He was arrested for her kidnapping along with seven others and was convicted in 2017 and sentenced to 14 years in prison. But since then has made outlandish claims in the press that the entire thing was cooked up by the Ecclestones themselves.
Did your sister or family member marry a billionaire? Hi, Jackie. We're talking to you. Hire a kidnapper at youdeservetobetherichone.com. Ransom notes and muffled phone calls are an additional fee.
I think it could have been the family, you know, because there's so many different reasons why people do things. Like, there's resentment, the daughters. At first I thought maybe it was Fabiana's family or someone, because they have links to Brazil.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know?
True.
Yeah.
They know where she is. They know how to track her down.
Mm-hmm.
There's something in it for Fabiana and for her sister Fernanda. Like, there is.
Maybe the mother or the sister.
Maybe the mother was in on it, too. Maybe the family. Maybe he
I
doesn't.
Think so.
This finishes with Bernie saying a quote that I thought was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Faria, he did this for money, 124 million euros, or 112 million pounds. And as I've said before, many times, no one's going to give that much for a mother-in-law.
Especially if he's not cool.
When you're married, do you get an allowance? Does it work that way when you're married to someone that rich? What happens?
Okay, well, it depends. Like, first off, you don't know, the sister might be jealous of her for marrying rich, first of all. So there you go.
True.
The family, and they're like, well, screw this, you know, she's not being generous with us, we'll take the money ourselves. So that's what I think probably happened.
Yeah,
could have happened. It's I don't know, but I think, like, it just depends on the relationship. So in the movie, what was it,
the Getty, when they cut the ear?
Not that, the other one. I saw that. What was the other one, the dude, the Big Lebowski?
So Bunny, who was Tara Reid, was married to a really old guy. I think she just had an unlimited access to his credit card.
Yeah, because that's how it usually works. I assume.
Oh, yeah. Usually if it's a trophy wife, if you get a check every week, that's like a sugar baby bullshit thing. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's an unlimited thing with the credit card. And if the guy gets stupid and cheap, then you just dump his ass, really. I'm sure she was nice.
If these two were at a bar and she had no context for what he did, mm-hmm. and he told her but didn't express the amount of money or the lifestyle, if she couldn't see any of that, how much further do you think the conversation would have went?
If she didn't know what he did or anything?
If she wasn't alerted to...
She wouldn't be paying attention to him.
Rich man radar glasses. Put these specs on and watch the screen go red when a rich man walks in their radius. Never rely on your intuition again. Rich man radar.
I mean, even if he bought her, like, the most expensive martini with, like, 24 karat gold, no.
She probably feels sorry for him.
She's really a poor loser. So, yeah, I'll just talk to him, this old man.
Yeah, because it's, like, funny for a night. You know, like, everybody's done that. It's been funny, like, oh, this man's going to buy me and my friends drinks and dinner. It's funny. He's texting us. It's hilarious. Haha. Yeah. Everyone's thinking it's so funny, but you never think it's going to go further.
No, and then... Yeah, I mean, and then let's say the end of the night came with that, and then she saw him hop into a Maserati at the end of the night. I mean,
Did he rent it?
You know, maybe I'd want to know, but
yeah.
It's also the whole confidence factor. I think he has a lot of confidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, making that joke, too, about the mother-in-law. So he has a good sense of humor. She's supposed to have a good sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's weird. It is weird.
And she's with him all the time.
She's like 42 and he's 88. Like, it's odd.
All the time.
It's strange.
She knows she's going to get a shit ton of stuff. She might actually end up owning F1.
True. But I guess if she's using her legal work and helping him with the business on a daily basis.
See, there you go. Devil's advocate again. If she's... Yeah. Yeah. She knows everything and has all the loopholes. She could write it with a loophole too if she wants.
Yeah. Yeah. She knows the business. So no one's taking that away from her.
Mm-hmm.
Smart woman.
Yeah.
Good for her.
So. I know. I'd like to meet her.
Yeah, very intriguing.
I know. It could be like Heartbreakers. We could go in there as the maids or something.
You could pretend to be her.
Yeah.
You could steal her life.
Yeah, exactly. One of these days, I don't know, I tell you. I mean, it's interesting. Like, he seems very cool. And, like, I think she picked him at the right age where he's not, like, some... super workaholic, you know?
Totally. But when they first got together, he would still work every single day of the week and was a super workaholic.
We may play these characters on a YouTube series with Richards, but I don't think it's all that it's cut out to be.
Yeah. Look at this dark side of it.
That would be another episode where, you know, I could actually give you the stories with names hidden, of course, of dark sides.
There's
two stories in my life that have happened with these things that I don't necessarily... It's really tough, you know, because then there's the one real estate mogul who I knew, he's divorced twice, it didn't work out. The third one that he's on is his dental hygienist and they have a kid and everything.
Always the dentist.
You know, it's always some kind of boring thing with a boring woman because they're not going to do anything. Then they fix
there's
you
no
up to look a certain
back,
way.
Yeah,
because yeah, I'll
totally.
Just take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her nose job's pretty bad, though. You think with money like that they could buy something.
I know. Sometimes it doesn't matter how much money, you can't fix the looks.
But Fabiana is smart though and keeping her tabs on him. She's super smart. She gets it. So she
knows
what she has
game,
and she knows what's going on. So she's not all that innocent. But she is a better match for him than all the others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The best of them all. So she won third time's a charm. It's like the hygienist.
Third time's a charm.
So that was our first episode.
Yes. Well, I think that also one thing we are missing is she's Brazilian. Not many people know this, but in Brazil, at the pharmacy, you get Viagra for free. They did this thing years ago because a lot of men were having affairs and going to the putarias, which is a whorehouse. And they're big in São Paulo and Rua Augusta, so they're all over the place. But they started giving out Viagra to these men or to the women, so maybe they're guys, but, you know.
Yeah.
And 80-something-year-old men could get erections, I'm pretty sure, because they have those treatments.
They can get them.
But if you put too much in, then you have to go to the hospital, probably.
Right. And also, if you use it too much, Viagra, then it starts to lose its effect. So I feel
that's
like
good
there
to
was,
know.
Yeah, I think there was, I forget who it was, but there was, like, guys in their 20s and 30s who, like, wanted to use Viagra because they liked the feeling of it. but it totally just like fucked it up for them because they used it so much that now it's not operating, it's not working. That's what happens.
You know, I once told a boyfriend in Brazil, who he took that once. We were young and everything. I don't know. Oh, he was taking steroids. He was a boxer.
Okay.
And he had a problem with it. He kept putting too much in. I said to him one day, I said, I hope your dick falls off. In Portuguese, I told him, obviously. And then
say it in Portuguese. Eu falo
que seu pinto se cai. And it fell off. It didn't fall off, but it was...
Wait.
It stayed up.
What do you mean it fell off?
Well, technically. It was up for over 24 hours.
But it didn't physically fall off his body,
well,
did it?
Well, they had to drain it. And we can have sex for a month, but I dumped him at that point anyway. He might as well. They almost had to, you know, do surgery. But it's just one of those things. So, you know, guys, if you're taking this stuff, just make sure that you don't use those injections. Because that's what they give to 80-something-year-old men.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, if Viagra is really strong, so the next drug is sildenafil.
Okay.
And that's actually some kind of good medicine as well for the heart or blood pressure. And it's a lighter version of Viagra, but just as effective. So it's sildenafil, and no, we don't get endorsements for this. And it's just an option.
It's just a good product.
Yeah, we're just telling
we
you.
We just love it.
Yeah, we totally love it. Like, yeah. Yeah.
We're seriously. Just talking about it because we like it that much.
Yeah, we just want you to have successful
directions, but also I. So also, when I was reading this before, I was telling you that my first thought was like, okay, he's 88, she's 42.
Mm-hmm.
Can 80-year-olds, like, how is their sexual activity? How's their sex life?
80 more years of pleasure, a tantric sexual novel on how we peak in our elder years. Here's to 80 years of pleasure and 80 years more.
So I Googled it and I found an article that said that people in their 80s actually have some of the most sexual appetites and sex.
Ew!
I know! But men, too, and women in their 80s are having some of, like, the best sex ever.
Really? Younger women or 80-year-old women?
80s! In the
80s! God, I gotta go find a hot 80-year-old.
Yeah.
No, never mind, I'll pass.
80's the new... 18-year-old boy.
Oh, really? Honey, look, 29 is too old for me, so yeah, no, I'm joking.
Did everyone hear that?
Yeah, I hope so.
29-year-olds, you're too old. So you're like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Why? Oh, no, I want
to... I said women 25 and under.
Oh, no, God, no. I'm joking. I like saying that because it's funny. That's good. I think people should be like that in their older age, especially if you have like a woman that's younger.
Yeah,
I mean,
then again,
you don't
know
what her thing is. I mean, is she that really that sexually active? We don't know.
Yeah, true. Maybe
she's not that.
Maybe she's not that sexually active.
Yeah, women's stuff.
Maybe she's not very sexual.
Yeah, that stuff declines after a certain age. So either you're getting like those O shots or like your on stuff or whatever, but maybe she just doesn't.
Yeah, maybe she's not into it.
It's an interesting couple. I'd like to
research
them.
It's interesting. Like, I'd like to know what her relationship was like with her father.
What I would, like, something like that, I would want to take blood work on both of them and test her testosterone and estrogen levels versus his.
That's interesting.
Because with women, they could just take testosterone cream if they're feeling down with stuff, and then...
And then they'll feel more sexual?
Oh, yeah. They do that. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
They have spas for this stuff, I have to tell you. That's like another show. We should get one of them to like endorse us or something. This is one example of a future rich wife.
Her
would be Fabiana.
Fabiana made it.
Yeah.
She's not a future rich wife. She's Rich Wives Club.
She is Rich Wives Club. Yeah, that bitch. Now, I gotta meet this woman, that bitch. I gotta find her and just homewreck her.
Things that she did to become a rich wife. She worked at the same company. Mm-hmm. She was down to earth. She
wasn't materialistic.
She wasn't materialistic. Mm-hmm. She didn't ask for gifts. She was kind to him.
Mm-hmm.
Smart, conversational, funny, humorous, used her personality. Our future Rich Wives Club tip.
Yes.
Is to be smart,
mm-hmm.
funny, educated, and don't ask for gifts. Just wait, because maybe you'll end up marrying a billionaire, then you can have all the fucking gifts you want.
Exactly. Totally. So, yeah. I mean, this is definitely a lesson for Sharon and Sharona, but those two are such a hot mess together. I don't think they'll ever learn.
I don't think they'll ever learn either.
And they shouldn't. But, yeah. You know, so make sure you catch us on YouTube. It's Future Rich Wives Club. It's the same thing on Instagram and Twitter and so forth. And yeah, shout out to our listeners. Thank you for listening and tuning in. Stay tuned for more.
Get rich and stay rich.
Get rich and stay rich. Yeah.